Obviously, the COVID-19 epidemic has had a big impact on the business community here locally. A lot of businesses locally are still open and serving folks, although certainly adapting their business model for the current situation. You can head to our website, chapelboro.com, and get a long list of businesses that are open downtown, restaurants and stores and other businesses that are looking to serve you. We've got photos, we've got specials, and a whole lot more. Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership is bringing us that page, and you can check out their website, Downtown Chapel Hill, for more information as well. Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership also bringing us this conversation. We're joined on the phone by Scott Maitland of Top of the Hill, right downtown, not just the restaurant, also the brewery and the distillery as well. You may know that distillery has been working to produce hand sanitizer in addition to their normal business, so they're not just staying open, but also helping folks as well. Scott, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Hey, I'm delighted to be here, Aaron. Kind of almost feels like normal.
We're getting closer. So, how are you holding up? How is your staff doing?
Well, you know, it's a horrible situation. So, I had to lay off 150 folks at the restaurant, and I've been able to keep the distillery team working, and four or five folks from the restaurant continue to work. And, we've had to reinvent a business model from scratch in the last month. And, on one hand, there's no escaping the fact that there's a lot of folks that aren't working right now that need to work. On the other hand, from the global Top of the Hill perspective, the distillery has become kind of a lifeboat that we're able to sell enough stuff to kind of keep limping along here.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're listening out there, you want more information, you can go to their website, which is thetopofthehill.com. And get information on what's still available, what you can buy, pick up at the distillery, including products from the distillery, but also hand sanitizer as well, because you were able to convert some of your operation to producing that. What was the process like of doing that?
Well, actually, a little bit easier than people realize. And one of the things, weirdly or ironically, this has helped us get across, but people did not understand when we were just selling booze, is that the reason why we've had hand sanitizer from day one is that we make our alcohol from scratch. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority, 80 to 85% of distilleries, actually buy their alcohol already made and then may tinker with it and bottle it, but they don't make it from scratch. And so when the demand shock for ethanol went through the system, a lot of distilleries were unable to make it because they were unable to buy it. In our case, we've been making it from scratch from day one. So, the recipe for the hand sanitizer is basically all ethanol, with a couple of other items like isopropyl alcohol and propylene glycol and hydrogen peroxide mixed in. And, we were able to start off right out of the gate with a bang. And to date, we've made about, I would say, 1,700 gallons of hand sanitizer now. And we've given over 500 gallons of that to first responders and homeless shelters and hospices and folks that didn't have the budget to actually buy any.
That's awesome. What has their reaction been when you've brought it to them?
Well, they picked it up.
What has their reaction been when they picked it up?
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. You can see, I mean, this is such a dynamic situation. And mm-hmm. So things have changed dramatically. But in the beginning, there was, joyous relief. We have, and Esteban is more up to date on this, but I know for a fact we've given this to 27 different first responder organizations, whether that's the sheriff, EMS, whatever, all through the triangle. And as far west as Nashville and as far north as Fairfax, Virginia, and we actually gave some to the jail that was in Fairfax because they were having some real problems in Fairfax, Virginia, in the federal penitentiary. So it's been nice to feel like we've been able to make a product that is making a difference. And then our buying customers, we've had trucking companies buy 200 gallons at once and that type of thing. It's been really great to feel like we're able to help folks that are still working and on the front lines of dealing with people.
That just really underscores how urgent the need is, too, that people are coming in from as far out as Virginia or other parts of the state to get this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, and we've had, it's great, Axon, which is a company out of Mebane, provides most of the body cameras for police throughout the country. They were a great connector for us, you know, and once the word got out, people just kind of understood. So, yeah, you know, as far south as, you know, Pembroke and that area, UNC Pembroke and all of that area down there, you know, like I said, all the way north of Fairfax, Virginia. So it's an interesting, bumpy market, and you're seeing it rapidly mature now. Supply chains are coming back in order. And like I told people, is I'm not necessarily in the hand sanitizer business. I'm in the let's save our collective butts for the next 2 to 3 months business.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, you know, normal hand sanitizer companies will be able to catch up with demand.
Speaking with Scott Maitland again, thetopofthehill.com is the website for more information. You can buy hand sanitizer online. Also, the normal spirits, vodka, gin, whiskey, rum. Are you still making the normal spirits, or is it all sanitizer now?
Yeah, well, so it was interesting. We were getting ready to move the distillery, right? We were supposed to sell our building on April 1st, and of course that fell through. But because we had been prepared to move, we have, over the course of the past year, stocked up on supply of our own product, and with the idea that we'd be shut down anyway. So we have plenty of our own booze, and we were able to turn the entire production capacity of the distillery into hand sanitizer. And obviously the sale of the building has fallen apart, so we don't know what's going to happen with that. You know, the other things we're selling down here at the distillery, which is pretty fun, we've got and it changes daily, but we've got different food items that you can take home and eat. So dinner packs for two, you know, our jambalaya, pulled pork mac and cheese, penne d'oro, et cetera. And we're kind of doing it different than other folks. We just are making it, you know, every other day and having it here, you know, on inventory so you can take home and you can cook it yourself. We've got beer in 12-ounce cans, and we were selling Crowlers 32-ounce cans. We ran out of those, but we hope to get those this week. And so so between beer and food and liquor and hand sanitizer, we kind of got the bases covered. All we need to do is get some toilet paper, and I think
it's good. And I'm on the website. I'm looking at the pictures, and the jambalaya looks awesome, and so does that blueberry weed. It's that time of year when we got to go to Topo and get that blueberry beer.
We have been selling a lot of blueberry wheat beer, and I feel so bad, you know. Thursday and Friday was LDOC for a lot of last day of class for a lot of students. And yeah, we had a real spike in the sale of blueberry because people were buying blueberry to celebrate the last day of class. I ended up giving a lot of beer away because I felt bad that their graduation's been kind of hosed.
I'm speaking with Scott Maitland again, thetopofthehill.com, the website. Other things that folks ought to know about what you're doing, how they can reach out to you and buy things, and what the process is of picking it up?
Yeah, well, so it's pretty easy. Just go to either thetopofthehill.com or topodistillery.com, and you can find your way to where we're selling the stuff online. Just go ahead and place your order. We do curbside pickup. And so all you got to do is just drive up to the distillery, which is across the street from Al's downtown. It's kind of a circular driveway thing, and you just drive through, give us the name, we bring it out to you, so you don't even have to get out of your car. And, you know, it's been really great. We've had a lot of people support us. The other thing that we've done to help us keep it together during this time is we started selling Founders Club 2.0 memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a long story, but when I started Top of the Hill 25 years ago, the landlord did not think that I would be successful and challenged me to prove to him that I was going to be successful in that spot. And what I came up with was the Founders Club. And what I told people was, give me between $100 and $1,000. I'll give you twice the amount of money. I'll put your name on the wall. I'll give you a T-shirt, which seems pretty commonplace today. But 25 years ago, it was like the original Groupon type thing. And so 523 people did that. I raised $75,000 that way. More importantly, I proved to my landlord we would be successful. So we have launched Founders Club 2.0 now, and it's slightly different. Give us between 100 and 1,000. We'll give you twice the amount. We'll put your name on the wall, and then we're going to give you a free beer every Carolina game day, any sport, for the rest of your life.
Wow.
And so we've had a lot of people buy into that deal, and we're excited to, you know, try to support Carolina athletics and try to support some of the minor sports as well. I shouldn't say minor, but some of the Olympic sports that don't get the press that football and basketball do. And just kind of hopefully when it gets back to normal, it's going to create another reason why people should come on up. So you can purchase that on the web as well, and it should be a lot of fun.
And you can get gift certificates, too, and you can do both of those things online at the website, thetopofthehill.com. Go there for more on the Founders Club, gift certificates, beer, spirits, food, hand sanitizer. It's all there on the website, and the distillery is on West Franklin Street. Scott Maitland, thank you so much for being with us and for all you're doing.
Hey, thank you, and more importantly, thank you for everything you and the station are doing. You are the only repository of local news, and I can't thank you enough.